I had a dream, and it so happened that I was invited once again by the generosity of Shin Yuan Foundation to a meeting in Honolulu. It was about a year ago. And I must say, Shin Yuan, the Shin Yuan people are probably the only one organization that I know in the world who do not paralyze when they hear some wild dreams presented to them, because I thought this was really a wild dream. Here's my dream. The dream I had to do with a path, talking about 6 billion paths to peace. Actually, it has to do with a trail. What I visioned was a trail that will go through the whole Middle East region. It will start over in Egypt, somewhere west to Alexandria, will cross the Nile, will cross into the Sinai Peninsula and then into the Gaza Strip with all the troubles in the Gaza Strip, then will cross into the southern part of Israel and go up to on the other side to Jordan and from there to Syria, to Iraq and so on. The trail, which may remind some of you of the Appalachian Trail, something like that, the trail is not the goal by itself. It's only a mean toward an end. The goal is to bring together young people who build this trail. And the way I saw it was to have mixed teams of 12 or 14 or 16 young men and women from all these neighboring countries, like two Egyptians, two Jordanians, two Israelis, two Palestinians, two Iraqis, and so on, who will come and spend a whole year. It's a full year because we need a substantial length of time. They'll spend a whole year in building this trail. During the day, they will do the building and the paving and the planting the trees and having the rest areas along the trail and so on. And during the rest of the time, and the nights and the weekends and so on, they will just live together. They will live together in their camps. Every team will have an assignment of, let's say, I don't know, 5 miles, but they will have their camps where they will live, and they will do the work for a whole year. Now, I believe that after such a year, after an experience of such a year, the young men and women who will come out of this experience will look totally different at the region. They will look at the region not only as Egyptians or Jordanians or Israelis or Palestinians. They will look at the region as a region indeed, as a global area. They will look at the future of the countries as being connected not only by a trail but by other economic, cultural, social, and political connections. It will be something that not only the young people there will be involved, the entire world will be able to be involved. Just think about Google Earth just following the trail, and everybody in the world can contribute according to his capacity, 1 meter or 1 inch or 3 miles, and put the contribution, the money contribution accordingly, and see how the trail is developing. There will be archaeologists and geologists and historians and so on who will follow the project and will talk about the history of the region and so on. And once again, those young people in this project, the way I estimated it, will take about between five to six years. So just multiple the numbers by the young people who will be there. We are talking about hundreds and perhaps thousands of young people from all these countries. Those young people who will go through this experience, they will become the future leaders of their respective countries. They will look very differently on the region or the countries and on the whole peace process. It will come from a different perspective. It will come from a perspective of doing something together. And I believe if you do something like that, that has such a tremendous impact, at the right age, for a substantial length of time, like a year, with all the enthusiasm and support that they can get, you can create a change that is completely unbelievable. This was my dream, and Shin Yuan was taking this up, I believe. Thank you.
That is a beautiful dream.